A new film festival is looking for entries from filmmakers who live or were born in Alaska. The Never Sets Film Festival is planning 2 days of screen in Anchorage in August. And instead of judges selecting the entries, community members will vote for their favorite films that qualify from three different regions of the state. Woodruff Loputka is festival director. He says the idea is to bring filmmakers together with moviegoers to decide which films will make the cut.
So what they do is, on August 6th, they will be going to a screening hosted in local community locations, and basically go in, watch the films made by filmmakers from their region, and then they get to vote on which ones they like the most. Those votes are then tallied and sent back to Anchorage, where we decide the finalists from each region, and then all films that make it in the finals are then shown here in Anchorage to be appreciated as finalists. There will be workshops and lectures culminating here in the Anchorage area. And then on the 21st, August 21st is when we have our awards ceremony, which basically announces which short film, and this is a short film festival, which short film really came out to be the best in Alaska.
Woodruff, how much do you think filmmaking has caught on in Alaska?
Incredibly so. You know, there have been movies made in Alaska for a long time, but as far as a true opportunity for an industry, to establish an industry, that's only sort of been happening in the last few years, where the effort from the Alaska Film Group and Senator Johnny Ellis and the legislature to establish a tax incentive, as well as to establish a new film office, have brought in new economic potentials for Alaska as a potential industry. Now, an industry is something that survives and sustains on its own economic engine. We are working towards that. Right now, what we are is a burgeoning community. But what's fascinating, because this is something rather new in a rather slim populous state, the independent filmmaking scene, meaning filmmakers who are not tied to companies in their productions, who are not on contract, filmmakers who are making films for their own ends, their own purposes, their own interests as filmmakers, whether it be for Anchorage or Alaska or wherever, has grown incredibly. And so now you have hundreds of people throughout the state of Alaska who are practicing active amateur and professional producers who are also into independent filmmaking because of their love for it.
Are you seeing a lot of films coming out of rural Alaska?
Rural Alaska has sort of offered some really interesting takes on filmmaking in the past decade. Take, for example, you know, Andrew McLean from On the Ice, who has been at Sundance several times and has been recognized as an international filmmaker. I mean, he's from Barrow. You know, there are, I mean, as far as festival programming, as far as festival development for bringing the arts and bringing filmmaking not only to rural Alaska, but just developing filmmaking in the Northwest, I mean, Juneau has had a tremendous part. And then Anchorage in itself, with Tony Shepherds and the Anchorage International Film Festival, has been driving a lot of interest regarding development in film production in Alaska, as you know, as well as bringing international film culture to Alaska. And so that's inspired. And you find a lot of submissions for film festivals, film programs, coming in from places anywhere from Bethel to Kotzebue to Barrow, obviously, and then Sitka and Ketchikan. There are filmmakers all over the place. And that's sort of the thing that Never Sets is trying to do, is to expose the fact that this state, though large, is very much rich in the culture and interest of filmmaking, and likely so those people should have the opportunity as much as the people in Anchorage should.
Woodruff Loputka is the director of the Never Sets Film Festival. The first submission deadline for films is June 15th. For more information, go to neversets.org.